Chapter 12 Pure Land Buddhism. The next question that I am often asked is what school I practice. My practice is the Pure Land School of Mahayana Buddhism, which is widely practiced in Asia. Though still in its formative years in the West, its roots extend all the way back to ancient India. We generally think in terms of only one Buddha, Shakyamuni, who lived about 2,500 years ago. But since any sentient being can awaken, and innumerable numbers have, there are innumerable Buddhas. Shakyamuni Buddha, after his enlightenment, explained that he saw not only his past lifetimes, but also how the future would unfold. Shakyamuni saw people in our time having more afflictions, worries, and wandering thoughts. Our deep-seated bad habits, having become even more entrenched over thousands of lifetimes, make liberating ourselves solely by our own efforts almost impossible. He knew that to end one's problems and attain lasting happiness, many people would need the help of another Buddha, Amitabha, the Buddha of infinite light and infinite life. Almost all of the teachings by Shakyamuni were the result of his being asked a question. In a departure from the norm, and when the time was right, Shakyamuni initiated the teaching that introduced Amitabha and his Pure Land. This spontaneous teaching by Shakyamuni is one of the reasons this teaching is so special. In this teaching, Shakyamuni recounted how the Bodhisattva Dharmakara, after witnessing the suffering of sentient beings, spent 5 eons studying all the Buddha lands. Dharmakara then made 48 vows, the fulfillment of which would create the Western Pure Land of ultimate bliss. He declared that he would not attain Buddhahood unless his vows for a perfect Pure Land, where all beings would advance along the Buddhist path and never again fall back into samsara, were accomplished. Once his vows were accomplished, Dharmakara Bodhisattva became Amitabha Buddha. He is now speaking the Dharma in his Pure Land and helping all who are truly sincere in their personal vows to be reborn there. With help from Amitabha, we do not have to rely solely on ourselves to attain enlightenment as we would with other methods. In Pure Land Buddhism, we rely on the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas to help us. Thus, reliance on self and on another are combined, as we request by way of our mindful chanting that Amitabha Buddha, through the strength of his vows, help us to be reborn in the Pure Land as we breathe our last breath in our present body. We will be able to continue our practice in the Pure Land, or when we choose to, return to this and other worlds to help others. We do so without being affected by unfavorable environments or our former bad habits. If we wish, We will be able to do this even before we attain supreme enlightenment. Amitabha Buddha's Pure Land has innumerable wonders and advantages, all of which arise from the great vows, deeds, and purity of all the beings there. Through his vows, Amitabha helps all beings create the causes to plant the roots of goodness. With his deeds, he creates the conditions for beings to accumulate merits. With his purity, he has created a perfect land, one that is free from pollution, anger, and intolerance. It is a land of peace and serenity. It is a world of equality, joy, and beauty. In comparison, our world is one of delusion and suffering, filled with worry and anxiety. For countless people, Pure Land practice is the most suitable for several reasons. First, it is relatively easy to practice in almost any environment, alone, with other practitioners, or even amid the hustle and bustle of everyday life. Second, there are no difficult entry criteria. Even if one's abilities and knowledge are modest, with belief, vows, and practice, we will be reborn in the Pure Land. Belief means that we need to believe in the Buddhas and their teachings and in causality. We need to believe in ourselves and that we have the same true nature as the Buddha. We need to believe that by living a moral life and being mindful of Amitabha Buddha, we will be born into the Western Pure Land and become a Buddha in one lifetime. And third, due to the vows of Amitabha, achievement through this method can be attained more quickly and more easily than with other practices. We can understand this better through an analogy. We come to a river that we wish to cross. We can swim across, but our baggage is very heavy and the water is treacherously deep. Alternatively, we can get on a boat that will quickly and safely take us and our baggage to the other shore. Symbolically, the other shore is the achievement of enlightenment. The baggage we carry is our deep-seated bad habits and negative karmas accumulated over uncountable lifetimes. And the boat is Amitabha Buddha's compassionate will. The ticket to board the boat is belief, the sincere vow to be reborn in the Pure Land, and practice, which includes leading a moral life and mindfully chanting Amitabha. The simplest way to practice Pure Land is by chanting Amitabha. Amitabha is the name of Amitabha Buddha in Chinese. It does not matter whether we chant in Chinese, Sanskrit, or any other language, as long as we do it properly. When we chant, the sound of Amitabha rises in our minds. As we utter Amitabha, our minds concentrate on and embrace that sound. While chanting, do so sincerely and continuously. As one keeps chanting, and the mind focuses on the sound of Amitabha. Errant thoughts are replaced with pure thoughts. In this way, we also create less negative karma. After Amitabha Buddha has been in our mind continuously for a long time, our true nature, our Buddha nature, will gradually be uncovered. Amitabha Buddha is the wise and compassionate teacher who understands everything and who is always thinking of us lifetime after lifetime after lifetime. We are the students who are trying to learn and practice. Just as a good teacher listens to the calls for help from a student looking for the right answers, if we have unwavering belief, vow to be reborn in the Pure Land, and behave morally and sincerely practice, Amitabha will respond. He is like the mother who always thinks of her child. If the child does not in turn think of his mother, her thoughts will not help. But if he also thinks of her, they will eventually be reunited. In such a way, Amitabha is always thinking of us, waiting for our thoughts to turn to him so that we may come together. When we chant to the point of single-mindedness with the sole thought of Amitabha, we successfully form a connection with him. In fact, we become one with him. In that instant, we are in the Pure Land, far to the west, and deep within us. As we breathe our last breath in this world, if we can form this connection, this oneness with Amitabha, we will attain our next rebirth in the Western Pure Land and leave suffering behind. And once there, we will have all the time we need to continue our practice and learning. For we will be in the company of Amitabha Buddha and all the Bodhisattvas. They will help us learn all the ways to wisely and compassionately help other beings. This is why I have chosen the Pure Land Path. For me, it is the most suitable. It feels absolutely right. The old monk in the story at the beginning of this book summarized the teaching of the Buddha as, avoid all that is evil, embrace all that is good, and purify one's mind. How can we do this? Find a new way. Awaken to a new approach. At every moment of our lives, we have a choice. Everything we do will impact others. Eventually, everything will come back to us. We can continue to act based on our erratic thoughts and be pulled frantically one way and then another. Or we can calm our mind and broaden our heart with compassion, discipline, concentration, and wisdom. We can discover the innate goodness that is already within each of us. We can avoid all that is evil, embrace all that is good, and purify our mind. We can awaken to the Buddha within.